5. Functions of the Trinity. The personal deities have attributes, but it is hardly consistent to speak of the Trinity as having attributes. This association of divine beings may more properly be regarded as having functions, such as justice administration, totality attitudes, coordinate action, and cosmic overcontrol. These functions are actively supreme, ultimate, and, within the limits of deity, absolute, as far as all living realities of personality value are concerned. The functions of the Paradise Trinity are not simply the sum of the Father's apparent endowment of divinity, plus those specialized attributes that are unique in the personal existence of the Son and the Spirit. The Trinity association of the three Paradise deities results in the evolution, eventuation, and deitization of new meanings, values, powers, and capacities for universal revelation, action, and administration. Living associations, human families, social groups, or the Paradise Trinity are not augmented by mere arithmetical summation. The group potential is always far in excess of the simple sum of the attributes of the component individuals. The Trinity maintains a unique attitude as the Trinity towards the entire universe of the past, present, and future. And the functions of the Trinity can best be considered in relation to the universe attitudes of the Trinity. Such attitudes are simultaneous and may be multiple concerning any isolated situation or event. 1. Attitude toward the finite. The maximum self-limitation of the Trinity is its attitude toward the finite. The Trinity is not a person, nor is the Supreme Being an exclusive personalization of the Trinity, but the Supreme is the nearest approach to a power personality focalization of the Trinity, which can be comprehended by finite creatures. Hence, the Trinity in relation to the finite is sometimes spoken of as the Trinity of Supremacy. 2. Attitude toward the Absonite. The Paradise Trinity has regard for those levels of existence which are more than finite but less than absolute, and this relationship is sometimes denominated the Trinity of Ultimacy. Neither the Ultimate nor the Supreme are wholly representative of the Paradise Trinity, but in a qualified sense and to their respective levels, each seems to represent the Trinity during the pre-personal eras of experiential power development. 3. The Absolute Attitude of the Paradise Trinity is in relation to absolute existences and culminates in the action of total deity. The Trinity Infinite involves the coordinate action of all tri-unity relationships of the first source and center, undeified as well as deified, and hence is very difficult for personalities to grasp. In the contemplation of the Trinity as infinite, do not ignore the seven tri-unities. Thereby, certain difficulties of understanding may be avoided, and certain paradoxes may be partially resolved. But I do not command language which would enable me to convey to the limited human mind the full truth and the eternal significance of the Paradise Trinity and the nature of the never-ending interassociation of the three beings of infinite perfection.